that have been handed out. If you didn't receive one, you're going to raise your hand. I'll make sure you get one. And we're going to talk about some reasons to sing in our lesson this evening, or some purposes in singing. The New Testament gives us, and I just listed a couple of them for you in your introduction, abundant mention of singing. For example, at the close of Jesus instituting his supper, when he took the Passover, Matthew 26, verse 30 says, they sung a hymn, and they went out to the Mount of Olives. In Acts 16, verse 30, when Paul and Silas are in jail, it says at midnight they were praying and singing hymns. In Romans 15, verse 9, it says, I'll praise you among the Gentiles. I'll sing hymns to your name. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, I'll sing with the Spirit. I'll sing with the understanding. These are all listed in that list of line across the bottom of your introduction. And I've written out two verses. In Ephesians chapter 5, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. In Hebrews 2, verse 12, I'll declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I'll sing praise to him. James asks the question, is any merry? Let him sing songs. So we're going to take our notes, or the point you want to make, just from the two verses I've quoted for you at the top of your notes. Some reasons or purposes to sing. Number one, from the text, in Ephesians 5, verse 19, we are to speak to one another in song. So songs, I think, and all I know, they fulfill a purpose in that they help us to be really connected to one another, because the first part of these verses, in our singing, we look to ourselves and to one another. When we're singing, we're really talking to ourselves, encouraging ourselves and one another. We're engaging in, really, you might say, a conversation with each other through song. You're singing, I'm singing, we're singing the same thing. We're speaking to each other, we're expressing ourselves, we're expressing our faith. We're speaking the song's message to ourselves and to one another. Also, when we're singing, I'm in the way, the bright and shining way, that speaks not only of my faith, but your faith, and then our faith together. And certain songs speak to each other that we share common ground. When we sing together, we share a bond, and we connect each other through our singing. Also, the idea is, when we talk to each other, we typically don't make sounds. You know, like grunt, well, some do, or whistle, or hum. No, we converse, we talk, and so we don't sing by using sounds, humming, whistling, grunting, whatever it is. So we speak, and that's what the text says. We speak to one another through our psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So that's number one. Songs are designed to speak. I've used this illustration before, but it's 113. Oh, yeah. In hymn number 113, Grace Reaches Me, it has the soprano singing the notes and the words. And then at the bottom, the alto and the center of the bass, they don't have any words. They just go, ah. when this song is sung in the worship assembly. I make up my own melody because does not convey any message. If I just go no matter how pleasant the sound is, it's not very pleasant on that. Mm-hmm. But if I just go what did you learn? What kind of instruction did you receive from me just going nothing. Except you knew that Brian can't sing ahs very well. You receive no instruction, no motivation from mere sound. You may feel good if some instruments or some melodies may give us I just sounded so good. That's right, you just sounded good, but you receive no instruction. You receive no teaching, no admonishment from mere sound. So he gives the instruction, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So that's just my personal conviction on that one particular song in our book, when it's that there we're supposed to kind of give the background Oz, kind of like we're in the background for the leader and just being a whatever. So I don't do that. Number two in your notes, I'll get off that for a moment. Number two, in Colossians 3:16, we teach one another in song. Mere sound does not teach. You know, anyone who's ever taught children knows the power of teaching Bible stories in songs. You know, I put in your notes, we learn the New Testament books, or the Old Testament too, you know, Matthew, Mark, and we put it to music, and it makes it easier to learn. Same thing with the names of the apostles. You know, Jesus called them one by one. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. That's King Philip. Thomas too. Matthew and Bartholomew. Yes, Jesus called them. Then the last dance is James, the one they call the last, Simon, also Thaddeus, the 12th apostle, Judas made, Jesus was by him betrayed. So you learn the apostles by singing that song. I can't tell you the name of the apostles without singing the song. Yeah. We learn our ABCs by singing. You know, AB, I used to put our boys on my lap and sang the ABCs. Now I do know the ABCs without singing. I can recognize those letters without the singing the song. But the apostles, I pretty much have to sing the song. You know, even our Bible stories, the wise and the foolish man, we put those Bible stories to songs. Song, Jesus loves me, this I know. Bible tells me so. So we teach with our songs. So that's why we have to speak the words of the psalms and the hymns and the songs. Dennis led a song this morning, number three in our hymnal. It's right from Psalm 148. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Another song in our book, number 282, is right from Psalm 117. Almost a direct quote. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye people. Praise him, all ye nations. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. And that's the song. The whole Psalm 117. Dennis sometimes leads number 134 in our book, The Lord's My Shepherd. No, it's right from Psalm 23. So the power of music ingrains in us the message of God's Word, and that's in our text, Colossians 3:16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly through our psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So we teach. Number three, we admonish one another in songs. Now there's different from teaching or instruction. Admonishing is really encouragement. It's practical. Deals with everyday struggles when we admonish each other. When we admonish, we push each other to keep going. And so there are a lot of things in life that discourage us, so we use our songs to encourage us. So we may sing a song like Onward Christian Soldiers. Yeah, that's admonishing one another. Let's all together, me and you, let's sing Onward Christian Soldiers. Or let's sing Take Time to Be Holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. The words of that song admonish us, encourage us to keep doing what we're doing in our faith. See, so when we sing, we speak, number one. Number two, we teach. And number three, we admonish each other. We sing, Count Your Many Blessings. Oh, it's a good thing to do. See, so we're trying to encourage each other. If you want to stay in the faith, remain strong. This is one method to do it. We sing that to each other. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, it says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. And so one way to exhort one another is in our attendance, in our songs, along with other verbal encouragement. So if you miss the assembly, you miss that admonishment and that encouragement from the songs. Number four is we make melody in our hearts to the Lord in song. Now the scripture changes direction here. The first 3 points of my notes, there's a horizontal aspect to singing, an outward one another direction. Speak to one another, to yourselves and one another. Now the direction changes to vertical aspect to the songs. So yes, we sing to one another, but we also sing and communicate to God in song. So now we look up. Where we've been looking inward and side to side, now we praise God in song. And it's in our hearts. Sing and make melody in your hearts. That's significant. See, our songs express how we feel. We want to mean what we sing. We want to take the words to heart. We want to have these words recalled in our mind. Many of the songs that we sing reflect our faith or our hope, and they reveal our heart's desire. I want to be ready to meet Him. There are songs like that. The words of the song have expressions of what we think and feel. I want us to sing and be happy. I want to, because part of praising God is part of my character. It's part of my heart. So when we sing, yes, we speak, we teach, we admonish. That's for us. And now, and it's to the Lord. To the Lord. As much as we get something out of the assembly, worship is meant to give praise to God. So when we assemble, yes, we teach and admonish, but there's also a time to we sing songs that look up. One avenue of giving God praise through our singing. Number five, we are giving thanks to God. So we're making melody in our heart to the Lord. Heartfelt singing. And now give thanks. And again, there's a topical index in the back of the book, and there's just songs that, thanksgiving songs. Just as there's a song of encouragement in the back in the topical index. There are songs of praise in our book. So as a song leader, if Dennis decided to have a theme with his singing, he could choose all the songs that have to do with prayer. That was like he did this morning when the sermon was on prayer. Well, let's sing songs that use the word prayer. So if he senses that, he said, well, if we're going to sing all the songs tonight or this morning, maybe we're going to sing songs that give God praise. Or all of these songs are going to be about the sacrificial love of God. It's a topical index. So we give, but this, or and thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Colossians 3:17, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. So He's certainly worthy to be thanked. Not only in our prayers, thank you, God, but in our songs, thank you. And we sing songs like number 67 in our book, for the beauty of the earth. We thank God for that. There's a song number 474, and you haven't sung this for a while, Dennis, but it's called Thank You, Lord, for Loving Me. Thank You, Lord. A little song we sang when I was a child in Vacation Bible School. But that's in our book. Thank you songs. The last one is we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus in song. So singing is certainly part of our obligation to God. When we sing in His name, we do so by His authority. We sing as He decrees, and so that's why I don't hum in the songs. I teach and admonish when in my part for singing. But if you do the odds, it's okay. I'm not a song police in that. I won't stop you, but I just want to say, that really doesn't teach or instruct. But we sing in His name by His authority as He directs. We sing by God's design. assemble together. You can use an outline like this. Someone say, how come you don't have a piano or instruments of music up here? I've just given you all the reasons, well, not all of them, but I've given you a multitude of reasons why we don't use instruments of music in the worship center. Because when that piano plays, all of them go, oh, that sounds nice. Yeah, but what instruction did you receive from the sound of the music? I didn't learn anything new. Wasn't admonished. Felt good. Oh, kind of. No, that sounds nice. Or woke me up. Yeah, so you use this accordingly. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. If you're here, you need to ask brethren if you want to use this occasion to ask brethren for strength or encouragement. We can certainly do that. Just let your request be known. Want to ask to become a Christian by being baptized for remission of sins. Having heard the good news, believe it. You're willing to turn your life around, confess before an audience like this that Jesus Christ is God's Son. You'll be baptized for remission of sins and rise to walk in newness of life.